Hi, you guys. Welcome back. This is Richard Sachs. I'm your host on Lost Arts Radio, and we have our friend Sheriff Richard Mack back with us tonight, which is really exciting to me. One of the greatest examples that I know of people trying to hold the country together in line with the original founding principles that are no longer taught in school. And that's in most schools anyway, and that's not an accident, in my opinion. And we're trying to bring it back to the forgotten normal state before it gets too far in the direction it's going now. And for those of you, you know, because we're trying to talk to people that have no clue what we're talking about or just stumble across the show, Sheriff Richard Mack is an author, speaker, former sheriff, almost 20 years in law enforcement, 11 years in Provo, Utah Police Department, and then he was elected in 1998, I think it was, sheriff in Graham County, Arizona, and he fought and defeated the Brady Bill, a case that went from 94 to 97 that was really important, and people don't understand enough now about the Second Amendment with all the misinformation that's out there, that if you let any kind of authority do background checks and decide who it passes them and who doesn't, as soon as you get somebody corrupt in that position, it gets misused, and that's the end of it. So a lot of that education has to come back. Sheriff Mack has gotten numerous awards of all kinds and now works full time to educate and inspire people with not only law enforcement, but regular citizens with his organization, CSPOA, which I'm a member of now. And we'll talk about that as much as we have time for. This is going to go really fast. And we don't want to forget to mention the event Monday in Tucson. I expect this to be broadcast on Sunday, so we're going to be talking about the Monday event.
And I have an announcement there.
Oh, maybe that's changed. Yeah, welcome, Sheriff Mack. Thank you for being here.
See you. Oh, thank you so much too. Oh, and I was elected in 1988.
Oh shoot, I got that wrong. I officially retract that. It's 1988.
Well, you just didn't think I was that old, which is thank you.
No,
but okay. I have to tell everybody. This is so confusing. But anyway, the CSPOA has dropped out of that event. Oh. From what I understand, somebody's still doing the event, but it was it just kept going back and forth about, yes, we are having it, no, we're not.
Okay.
And the families and the officers themselves, I was told at the beginning, were participating. And now I was told that none of them are.
Wow.
And I just started thinking about all of this. And then they changed the date from the 15th to the 13th. And then City of Tucson announced that they're going to reconsider their mandate. And now after what Biden has said, maybe they're going to re-up and double down on it. But the city council is having a meeting on Tuesday. So the CSPOA was never really the sponsor, but somebody put us down as the sponsor.
Okay.
And I didn't mind that so much, but I did mind it after all of the various, yes, we are, no, we're not, this is the date, no, it isn't.
That makes it really hard.
It just got so confusing that also the people that they announced that were speaking are not speaking. Some of them aren't even in town.
Wow.
And so I said, look, if we're going to do this, let's do it right. And let's wait until after we see what the city council is going to do on Tuesday. So for now, CSPOA involvement in the event, I don't know if they're still going or not. They haven't told me.
Mm-hmm.
But if they want to go ahead, and if anybody else still wants to go, I think they're still meeting at the 20 Augusto Park in downtown Tucson at around 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening after that, I'm not sure. It's supposed to be a civil rights type march. And this is that brings me to the next topic, and that is, why is it that Democrats who fought against civil rights for 100 years, for over 100 years, mm-hmm. who totally supported Jim Crow, who totally supported slavery, who were against the 13th Amendment, who were against desegregation, we're all over supporting segregation, and totally supported the oppression against blacks for so long now are against civil rights. They claim to laud and worship what Martin Luther King did. If Martin Luther King was accepting, or if Martin Luther King was fighting forced vaccinations back in the 50s and 60s, this thing would have been settled. But it obviously is not. And people don't recognize this. Democrats, where the hell are you? This is a violation of the civil rights, that if Martin Luther King were fighting this, he would be dead set against this. Can you believe that if in 1950s and 60s, if the government was trying to force blacks to take a vaccination that has not even been tested, but regardless of the testing, my Supreme Court decision, in the order of the court written by Justice Antonin Scalia, the United States Supreme Court, they said no case-by-case weighing of the burdens or benefits is necessary. Such commands are fundamentally incompatible with our constitutional system. Dear friends, whether this vaccination is the catch-all cure for every disease in the world, Fauci has no authority to recommend its forced use on anyone. The CDC has no authority to recommend its forced use on anyone. And Mr. Biden, you, sir, have no authority, or whoever's running the White House, whoever's running the White House, Kamala or the Chief of Staff, we don't really know who's running the White House, but let me tell you, you have no authority whatsoever to force this on anyone. And if we had any semblance of decency in Washington, D.C., everyone would be speaking out against this, saying we cannot force people in America to do such a thing. We shouldn't be doing that to anybody in the world, but we're supposed to be the bastion of liberty, and it appears that we no longer are.
And he just announced that it would be every private company over 100 employees.
Over 100.
And well, otherwise,
what does he think, that the people 99 and less can't spread the disease?
Right. The virus only goes if it's 100 or more.
Yeah, and it only goes when you're not eating on a plane. So right. They tell you, of course, you know pretty soon it's going to be you cannot eat, you cannot drink during the time of this. So we highly recommend that you use the restaurants inside. Well, are you going to be able to take off your mask to eat in the restaurants before you leave?
Maybe there will be a special machine that gets it
before they leave.
Yeah, no, it's completely nonsensical. But the point is, even if it weren't, there's some basic things that have been forgotten. And one is that declaring an emergency nullifies your natural rights.
Oh,
right.
I wasn't aware of that.
People are assuming that if you declare an emergency, your rights are suspended. And they will give them back to you as soon as they have a chance.
Well, as soon as the emergency's over, or the crisis of the day is over,
exactly,
which is also mentioned in my Supreme Court decision, and I'm telling you what, I'm always still really amazed and sometimes tickled that when law enforcement comes out, and some sheriffs who are anti-constitution and anti-oath of office, anti-CSPOA, anti-Sheriff Mack, and they'll come out and say, no, Sheriff Mack's a radical, and we have 31 years, we have 30 years of training, we're just going to go along with the training, and we're going to support case law. Well, it's like, don't they know that I have a case law victory under my belt, and that maybe they ought to look at that? None of what they say makes any sense. So I say, well, you say you're going to uphold and defend case law, which most of the time has nothing to do with the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And so when are you going to start enforcing the decision. As you being a sheriff, of course, you know all about the decision. The only time in history where sheriffs sued the federal government and won.
Right.
Won. This is a victory for all of us to protect the office of sheriff and police and local autonomy. And yet you won't even read that one. And obviously you won't read the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Right. So how are you going to force any of that?
Well, and just because we want this show to be understood by people who are just stumbling into it for the first time and have no idea what we're already talking about, what you're referring to is a case that changed American history, basically. Yeah. And it was against the Brady Bill. And there's so many real basic misconceptions that if people could be waked up from those, a lot of this problem would be solved. One of those misunderstandings is that the Second Amendment was a big mistake by the founders, and that what they didn't appreciate is that firearms make people go crazy. And they, that's why they call it gun violence, because it's not really the person pulling the trigger. It's the gun.
It's the gun.
And so what the Brady organization was trying to do is say, look, the more guns, the more insanity, right? It's obvious. I mean, it's just going to make crime spread everywhere. So they came up with this, and some really believe it, I think. And so they were coming up with this idea that we check everybody's background, and the federal government is the most trustable person to do that because they're always honest and they have the best interests of everybody's safety in mind. And since everybody's background is questionable, if we're lucky, we'll have no more guns and no more violence. And and you guys fought that.
Yeah, we did fight that, and we were just miraculously blessed to get to the Supreme Court, right. And then even more so that we won at the United States Supreme Court, and it's the most powerful 10th Amendment decision in the history of America. Again, it's the only time law enforcement officials, i.e. sheriffs, sued the federal government and won a case at the U.S. Supreme Court. And I highly recommend that everybody read it and understand it, because what Scalia did is something very uncommon. He didn't associate with political dogma. He didn't try to enforce political agendas. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a hack for the Republican Party or for the Democrats, which is all they care about now. How many Democrats can we get in there to load up the court so they'll support our agenda with abortion and global warming and the complete takeover of America, police, all police will be done from Washington, D.C.,
Fairness education. Through elimination of borders too.
Everything. All Washington D.C. and you know, I agree with some of this stuff that comes out on the news. What is it that Biden has done well in the first 8 months of his term? What is it that he has not completely screwed up royally? And then of course they need the media to come out with their talking points saying what a great job he is doing.
It is amazing.
This is beyond fathomable that we've allowed our country to go so far downhill.
Yeah.
And it seems like for the last 50 years, I keep saying that every year, but the last year and a half we have seen such a horrible, horrific takeover of America and a huge power grab by Washington, D.C. and the Democrats.
Right.
And I still blame the Republicans. The Republicans have got to wake up and smell the coffee. Yeah.
But only two of the parties have been leading the corruption, Democrats and the Republicans.
And where are the Republicans on this?
You know, their specialty is kind of, what do they call it, passive aggression. It's where you don't do anything and your inaction causes crimes to happen.
Well, look at the governor of West Virginia just came out today or yesterday telling everybody to get vaccinated. What's the matter with you? You're not getting vaccinated.
Well, even DeSantis,
even
DeSantis believes in vaccines.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
You know, there. I don't know anybody that's telling the truth. Are they unable to read? I mean,
and where's Donald Trump on telling the truth on this one?
Donald Trump sold out to Fauci and to all the power and Gates.
Well, he's the one that appointed Fauci.
I don't know how much he knew he was doing wrong. He may have not, because I have talked to many smart, educated people that meant well, and they had complete insanity on this whole thing.
There's nothing worse than a good person doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, it's incredible. So the situation that we're in right now as the country, as the last representative of freedom for the world, the source of inspiration to the other countries, is pretty serious. I mean, Biden just finished a talk a few minutes before we recorded this session, and he was saying that all companies, and these are private companies too, I assume, of 100 people or more, have to force everybody to get this vaccine, or they get fired and their family loses their income. And, you know, the CDC, I respect the Centers for Disease Creation. I think they've done a very good job up to now of doing that, and they're doing it again. But they've made a mistake, and they allowed VAERS to stay up on the internet. And according to a Harvard study, about 1% or less of the death and injury from vaccines gets reported to VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And right now, I checked a few days ago, it's 13,800 or something that were killed by this particular vaccine, however wonderful it may be. And that's about 1% of real figures. So that's 1.3 million Americans murdered by the shot and the doctors supporting it. And Biden forgot to mention that in his talk. And the injuries are much, much higher. Whether you think it's good or bad, that's what CDC thinks are the right figures.
Well, I don't. I've never trusted the CDC. I don't. I certainly don't think this is the first time they've gone so rogue. This is. There's just no way this could be the first time. But no. Well, I know there's other times too. The swine flu.
That's right.
And you know, even if you go back in time, way back to polio vaccinations and so on. I don't know when the CDC started, but however,
they don't have authority over anything.
What's that?
They don't have authority over anything.
Well, that's one thing. They are a recommendation organization only. They're appointed by the president, and how Fauci ever got appointed, I'll never know. But Ron Paul was right. Rand Paul was right when Senator Paul called Fauci a liar. He is.
Yeah.
And there's now documentation out there that's proving Fauci a liar. I knew Fauci was a liar from the get-go, though, when he said that nobody should wear masks. And then he had to backtrack on that. And then he came out with a lie saying, well, I just lied because I didn't want every American to go buy up all the masks so that emergency personnel could no longer obtain them.
Yeah, it was for our benefit.
Yeah. So as long as you're lying for the good of the public, then it's okay to be a liar, and everybody has accepted that.
Right.
But he admitted he lied. And yet people, oh, well, it was for my own good. So thank you for lying to us, Dr. Fauci.
So as a teacher, educator in school, you know that in the regular public schools, they've deleted a few little subjects, right? History, civics. Oregon is leading the way now at deleting math and I think it's history requirements, something like that for graduation from high school. But originally it was remembered that the nature of the Constitution was such that there's no provision to suspend it in an emergency. So even if the pandemic were real, which it's far from that because there's no test for COVID.
No.
You know, so all the figures are bogus. It's not just false positives. They're all bogus. Even if it were real, they can only make recommendations.
They still don't. They still don't.
No, they can say, we think you should hide in your bathroom, but if you don't want to, you know, there's nothing
we can
do.
If I were one of the owners of the business of 100 employees or more, I would be contacting my sheriff and maybe it's the chief of police, the two that might have law enforcement authority over the geographical location where I have my business.
Yeah, this is
and important. I've been getting a hold of both of them. Right. And I, if it's just the sheriff, which I doubt because most of those businesses are in the cities. Incorporated areas of the county, which would be the city police.
Right.
But I would still be contacting both of them and asking them plain and simply, are you going to protect me from this kind of tyranny? And if this is either unconstitutional or it isn't. And then if the sheriff or chief of police says, well, we have to enforce it until the Supreme Court tells us not to.
That yeah,
is the most damnable, wimpy, lazy excuse for a law enforcement officer I have ever heard that says that. You are the one who swore the oath, sheriff.
Right.
You are the one who swore the oath, chief of police. You right. have an obligation to defend the liberty of everyone in your jurisdiction. Everyone who you report to, we the people who put you into office, who you promised in sacred oath to uphold and defend, protect and preserve. You took that and now you're saying, I promised in solemn oath that I will uphold and defend any order from the president, CDC, Fauci, and anybody else in Washington, D.C. who tells me what to do, I will do it.
Or my city manager.
And all of this is so bogus. And watch, Tucson is going to come out and double down on their mm-hmm. mandate on Tuesday. I guarantee it because yeah. they're just Democrat hacks. And yeah. now they've been emboldened by the president or Mr. Biden. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure who the president is because no. somebody else is pulling the strings there. But anyway, we'll call him president.
Yeah.
Just for the time being. If I were that business owner, I would be asking them, are you going to defend me? Because I would announce proudly that I'm not going to comply. If our employees wish to wear a mask at work, they're welcome to do so.
Sure.
If our employees wish to get vaccinated,
mm-hmm.
they're welcome to do so.
Right.
I am not going to do anything about that. There's still some amazing things happening out there. Several police departments have been threatened with their jobs, just like Tucson Police Department.
Right.
All the officers have been threatened with their jobs, disciplinary action, suspension, so on and so forth, if they don't get vaccinated.
Right.
And now I think there's going to be a huge marketplace for falsified documents and forgeries. Uh-huh.
Right.
So people can get around that. And I'm sure they're going to start selling those all over the internet very soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, I was really shocked by this and very pleasantly so. Chicago Police Department, the FOP, the Fraternal Order of Police, that's their union,
right,
came out in response to their idiot mayor and city council there mm-hmm. and said they're not going to do it. And this, you can look this up. It's fantastic. I took a picture on my, I took a picture of my phone. And so I'm going to quote this and use it all I can.
Yeah.
But this is, he said, the Chicago police will not participate in this. First mm-hmm. of all, there is no, and I repeat, no evidence of any long-term side effects of the COVID-19. There are no tests that have shown what those consequences and long-term consequences might be.
Right.
And they said that. So in yeah. that case, he said, not only is this a no, this is a hell no.
That's great. How did they get such a good person in charge of the union?
I don't know where they came up with that because they're usually wrong on every constitutional.
I know. They usually are very careful to get somebody who won't think that clearly. Yeah.
But anyway, Chicago.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, it is. And so now they're going to be forced. And I daresn't say that Chicago can't afford to lose any more officers.
Right. And they could have a lot of them leaving. The other thing that comes into the mix is that part of the argument that Biden used on this speech he just made is that the vaccine is now approved. That's a lie.
It is a lie.
You know, it's very complex. They approved one that's not available and won't be. All the others are still on emergency use authorization. But even if FDA successfully approved it, it has the same ingredients. The ingredients don't change when they get approval.
Yeah.
They just get pressed.
And have the ingredients ever been published?
No. But some of them have been found out by labs. And they found out that the main ingredient is graphene oxide, which is a self-assembling transceiver unit that works inside your body. And the other is the mRNA.
I've been still trying to document that somebody has proven without any doubt that that's in there.
All they've done so far that I know of is side-by-side microscope images. And they took the sample from the shot and they put it in electron microscope, I think, and side-by-side with the images of the identification of graphene oxide. And they are identical just from looking at them.
That's astonishing. But there's one other thing. And there was a medical doctor, was she a PhD? I think she said she was a PhD.
Okay.
And she was talking before a school board. And she said, I am a PhD in epidemiology or whatever it was. Uh-huh. And I've been working on diseases for most of my adult life. Mm-hmm. And she said this. She said, first of all, the Delta variant is not affected by these vaccinations. These vaccinations were geared towards COVID-19. And in so doing, this new variant, the Delta variant, is not affected by it one iota. So they're going to have to come up with a new vaccination as these continue to mutate, according to, I guess, Fauci and the CDC, they're happening. I guess we have to take their word for it.
Well, they're going to give you a little punch card that you'll update about every week or every month with the new vaccine. Well,
that's why you need a booster and a booster and a booster.
Exactly. But it goes so much deeper because nobody has demonstrated that there is a SARS-CoV-2.
No. No. And so she's saying it's a complete waste of time to have everybody vaccinated now because it's not a COVID-19 vaccination. It's a COVID-19 vaccination, and it's not a Delta variation.
Right. And neither one is shown to exist.
And they said, according to the CDC and Fauci, the Delta variant is more transmissible and easier to get sick with. You're still not going to die any more with that one than the others. But even their own numbers show it's still a 99% recovery rate.
Yeah. Now there is some real sickness, but there's no evidence that it's connected to any virus. And the sickness that's going around, whatever it is cured very quickly and cheaply with about four different protocols, especially if you get it soon. And those are censored because if it's known that those are available, they can't do an EUA.
Right.
Emergency youth officer. So it's such deep crime. It's amazing.
Billions and billions of dollars the pharmaceuticals are making us would stop also.
Yes. And that's one thing that Trump started under him with his willingness, acquiescence is giving billions of dollars to companies that would also keep their profit.
Right.
I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah. I would love to see one of those companies say, hey, we're not charging anything. We're doing everything we can just to get this out there because the world needs this. And nobody has said that.
Well, they know what it's going to do to the world because it's already reducing population, fertility, organ damage, and all this kind of stuff. So the question that I'm sorry.
And you know what's going to happen, right? It's going to be just like the Social Security number. First, you had to get it when you were 16.
Right.
Then you had to get it when you were 12. And then they said, as soon as you're born, just take the damn Social Security number.
Exactly.
That's exactly what they're going to do with this vaccine. As soon as babies are born, vaccinate.
Yeah, the first one. And then to make sure they grow up correctly, one a month after that. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be many people left if they do that. So
no, you wouldn't think so.
The question is, if the government is using proxies to break the Constitution because they're not constrained per se. It says the Congress shall make no law and they're using private companies. What's the response?
Well, private companies, Washington, D.C., nor the president have any authority over private companies in Arizona. And so Arizona should just, you know.
What if Biden suggests, or the health czar suggests, you know, all these health people that are working for our benefit, they say, you know, any grocery store that lets a person in who's not vaccinated is killing children, and you should all start requiring the card. What's the defense against that?
Yeah, and obviously they've already been talking about the lady councilwoman in Nashville, and this was several months ago, said that people who don't get vaccinated or wear a mask should be charged with murder.
Yeah, exactly. That's where they're going. And countries, including the U.S., are building camps to put these people in. Yeah. In fact, there have been videos coming out of the camps in Australia where the whole population is hostage. Well, and they're showing the camp life.
Could I ask a question about those camps?
Sure.
Will they be playing tennis or golf? I might consider it.
No, they allow you to come out and walk, though. Any direction you want to walk inside the fence for 1 hour.
Oh, well, I probably won't want to go then.
That could be expanded. And they have they have an appeal process where you can request sports and stuff.
Yeah.
But they're watching what kind of food you eat and stuff like that to make sure it's safe.
Oh, I mean, they have me lose weight.
That's right.
You see, that's why I still don't get it. Why are they so concerned about this disease and they're not concerned about heart disease that kills about 1 million Americans every year?
I think you're giving them an idea.
Oh, okay.
Well, be careful.
I mean, because first of all, can't they just put a little computer chip in the back of our wrist? And then when we go to the Dairy Queen when we go to the frozen custard places or the pizza place
or something,
whatever it is, they just do that and say, oh, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Mack. Yeah. We cannot sell you ice cream today. You got some last week.
No, but in 2 weeks you can eat again.
Why are we truly trying to help people is my question. You know, why don't we stop obesity? You know how easy it would be to stop obesity if we just did that? You know how easy it would be to stop drug abuse? You know, we could just jump. Okay. So when somebody goes to a government run dispensary for marijuana, you got your marijuana 3 days ago. You're not allowed to have anymore. You know what? Why aren't we taking care of people?
Well,
is it just with COVID-19 that we're so concerned about people?
I think they say, give us a little bit more time and we'll take care of everything else.
Well, tell them to read 1984 and they can catch up with this real quickly.
I think they're writing a new book. Yeah. 2024 or something like that.
You know what? I fear that somebody's going to only catch this part of me and they're going to take me seriously.
You know? I know. There's no way to avoid that.
Well, you know? I have a knack for sarcasm and so I just kind of have to let it out. But as you can tell, I'm pretty emotionally involved in this and rather upset about all of this because I just treasure being with my family, and I treasure liberty.
Right.
And it's destroying all of that. My family will not have liberty.
Not the way it's going.
My family will not have freedom of choice and exercise their own moral agency. Government is taking that away. And I'm also really upset about it because my church is going along with this.
Really? Wow. A lot of them are.
Yeah, and it has really shaken my faith and my trust in this in my church.
And, why do you think they're doing it? There's a reason.
I have discussed that with family members and people who also I really trust who go to my church.
Yeah,
and. Some of them have said, don't worry about it. Just do what the church says.
Just follow orders.
Yeah. Just go along and do what you're told. You will be blessed for your obedience.
Because it's all for God.
Yeah. Yeah. Others have said, and feel like I do, that the church has been leaning left for the past 10, 15, 20 years, that they have not joined with other Christian churches to stop and stand strongly against abortion, and stop and stand and tell the church to stop paying money to a government that funds Planned Parenthood.
So again, I keep wanting to understand. I keep wanting to understand if it's possible, even why. Why is that stuff happening?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, first of all, on the abortion thing, and obviously this has come up because people are saying, "My body, my choice," which was the mantra for the abortion people.
Yeah.
It's my body. But you see, there's a little bit of a problem with that. You now have a new body inside you that
exactly.
is not yours.
Exactly. That's what I say.
That's not yours. But okay, so even if that were true, then why isn't it not true on a vaccination?
You know, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I don't know the logic.
Well, there is none. And
there's some really sick logic.
But they've always been about what? Control and winning. And whatever helps do that, that's what they're going to do. And they don't care how dishonest and hypocritical they are. It's just winning.
So there's no conscience element in it.
There's absolutely none. None. Mm-hmm.
So there's a different style between the totally insane, malevolent people in the Democrat side, for whatever reason, they've all gone crazy. Yeah. And some of them that haven't gone crazy still think that is just defined as those are the nice people who are compassionate and fair and just and everything. They just think that no matter what's really happening. The other side has a different style. It's like the Republicans mostly do evil by non-action and by, you know, complicity in things that are really deeply corrupt.
Yeah.
Not looking at it.
Another thing that bothers me about Republicans is that they're all over the drug war, that we should be forcing people and putting people in prison and jails.
Yeah.
If they use cocaine or marijuana or meth or heroin. And then now we've literally built all these, stalags or... what you were saying earlier about putting people in internment camps.
Right.
Basically, our prisons are just where, if you're using drugs, go to all these prisons. We got bunches of them.
Well, the prisons are for-profit companies now, right?
Well, of course. No, they all are.
So it'd be terrible for business to make it legal to use drugs.
Right, right. Really, so I, you know, and let me make this very clear. I am dead set against the drug war. It's been a huge failure and a waste of liberty and money and taxpayer dollars. We spend $100 billion a year to stop a problem that we created.
Right.
And so this $100 billions and all these thousands and thousands of prisons and making the United States the most incarceration and prison free country in the world, and maybe of all of them. Per capita, we have more people in prison than just about any other country.
Yeah, I know.
And that's all about the drug war. And yet nobody will stop and say, you know, how do we have prison reform? You cannot have it without drug law reform. You can't.
That's totally right. But what if it's not a failure? What if it's a success?
Yeah, right.
And they're trying to do it.
Yeah, that's what scares me.
One of the reasons people don't see it is they say, we did it. No, we didn't do it. This network of mafias that's in control did it. And we're sitting here feeling powerless. And I think, you know, there's two elements that are really essential. One is to realize who runs the country right now. And I think they're mostly people in the shadows that no one has ever heard of, and that are telling the figureheads what to say and do.
Right.
And the other element that's equally important is, what do we do? I mean, the attitude that CSPOA has is bring back constitutional government and freedom and the country as it was supposed to be, where right. as long as you don't knowingly go and hurt somebody else or take away their rights, you believe and live and speak and think whatever you want.
Yeah, live and let live is the ultimate goal there. And
that was incredible.
We basically tell government two things. Don't hurt me. Don't take my stuff.
And protect my freedoms, right?
Well, yeah, but if you don't hurt me and don't take my stuff, I'm pretty much left alone.
That's a big step forward.
To run my to run my own life.
But they're also supposed to protect against invasions and against criminal gangs and stuff like that. So that would be good if they did that too.
That'd be nice.
They're running the invasions.
But they've joined them.
They've joined them, and they're running an invasion.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. And you know, this is what I want to ask every school board and every city council and every American. Which message do you want sent to your children? Now, I used to be a teacher up until December. I was a school teacher. I absolutely love the kids.
Lucky kids.
Yeah, well, thank you. I love them. and they knew I did.
I know.
And so this is the question. This is which message do you want sent to your children? Send this message. We have a horrible disease. We have a pandemic, and we're going to take over. We're going to completely take over. And if we need to again, we obviously have before. If we ever need to do this again, we will shut down churches, all religions, all religious worship. I will keep the strip clubs open, we will shut down churches. We will shut down schools. We will shut down businesses. We will shut down the Constitution. We will control your life completely because you're too stupid to do it on your own. Mm-hmm. We will tell you how to socialize or how and when. We will tell you how you can play outside with your children. We will tell you how to have Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We will tell you if you can have a gun during this horrific pandemic. Right. This has all been done. All of that's been discussed. We will tell you what you must wear on your face.
Right.
We can control that. We can control what you take internally into your body.
Right.
And if we tell you to have a vaccination, you will do it or go to jail.
Yeah.
And yes, we are suspending civil rights and individual liberty until we get this under control.
Right.
Okay. All of that's the message. That I didn't lie or misrepresent one thing that hasn't already been discussed.
No.
By the powers that be. And
the speech that just ended.
Oh,
Biden also clarified, this is not about freedom.
No.
He said that.
Well, that's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Or do you want this message? You as parents, or would you like to hear this message from the president, the school boards, the city councils, the governor, the legislatures? Would you like to hear this? It looks like we have a pretty serious disease out there. A virus. And this is what we're coming up with as a solution. But we will not force you to shut down your businesses and destroy the American economy. We will not destroy the civil liberties and the God-given rights that we've been blessed with in America. We think that's too high a price to pay. But we do ask each of you to cooperate, to wear a mask, to get vaccinated. And we're hoping that you will do this. But no one is going to destroy your personal choice to do that on your own.
Right.
We hope that you will cooperate with us. We hope that you will keep your family safe. We hope that you will keep taking vitamin C and zinc and some of the other things that we recommended at the beginning of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that you will take care of yourselves and your families and really focus on this. And try not to have big gatherings. But we want you to know, this is still America. Our Constitution is still standing, and individual liberty will be protected at all costs.
Right.
This is still America. Now, in all sincerity, which one of those, all of you parents, all of you on school boards, and all of you teachers and police and sheriffs and mayors and city councils, county commissioners and governors, President of the United States and Congress, which of those messages do you really want to go to the children of this great country?
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's the message we take to our sheriffs. And let me tell you, the sheriffs in Texas are absolutely on constitutional fire.
Wow, how nice.
We had that great conference in The Woodlands, Texas, right outside Houston in February.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since then, sheriffs from all across the state in Texas are calling us and asking us to come do seminars in their counties.
Exactly, yeah.
We just did about four or five of them in Burnett County, in Houston County. It's not even in Houston, which mm-hmm. is the county seat is Crockett, and a few others. And now we have five lined up between now and the end of October.
Wow, this is
five,
critical.
Just in Texas.
Wow.
Then I have one in Virginia, I think, one or two in Maryland. We're getting more now in Iowa. We got a group of people there that are putting Iowa really on the constitutional map.
Good.
Did you just see, folks, that Cattaraugus County in New York State just declared themselves a constitution county?
Wow.
And this is in New York. So what is your state waiting for? And yes, it's a very conservative county. They have 17 on their county legislative body. And that's way too many for me. I don't know where they came up with that. But anyway, they get to run their own government how they want to, not how we want them to.
Right.
So they have 16 Republicans and one Democrat. And guess what? They voted unanimously to become a constitutional county.
Wow.
And they even said in their proclamation that the people of this county deserve to have their individual rights protected. And we intend to do just that.
Wow.
Look
incredible.
It up for yourself. Cattaraugus County, New York. If you Google New York County to become declared to be a constitutional county, Cattaraugus, it's kind of hard to spell.
Okay.
And you'll find that. Folks, Texas is becoming, and the Texas sheriffs there hope that the whole state declares itself to be a constitutional county, or state, I mean, county by county.
Yeah.
Folks, this is the entire message of the CSPOA.
Exactly.
And they're doing it.
You know, we were just talking to Patrick Wood a little while ago and asking him, you know, let's look at an extreme example. The grocery stores say nobody can buy food without proof of vaccination.
Right.
What do you do about that? They're private companies, and a lot of people are saying they can do whatever they want. They can, you know, withhold food, whatever. And what Patrick Wood said is, you go to the city council where they are, or the county board of supervisors, and have them pass a resolution or an ordinance or something to make that illegal. You can't do that?
Nope. Because you think that a city ordinance or a county ordinance doing such violates my right to run my own property?
What about all the requirements to get a business license? Do those violate it too?
And actually, they do. But it's still, even if I go get those, it doesn't mean I'm not in control of my own property.
So we're still looking for a solution then, huh?
I think I have one. And I've discussed this with several people.
Okay.
And Chris Ann Hall, probably the best constitutional attorney in the country.
Yeah.
Okay. So where did all this come from? Okay. It came from mandates from self-appointed dictators. It came from lies and subterfuge and evil.
Right.
This whole thing about masks was based on lies and subterfuge. So this is where the sheriff now becomes a peacekeeper and a teacher. And anytime that okay, let's say I go in your store and I'm not wearing a mask and I don't have proof that I was vaccinated.
Uh-huh.
I can show you proof that I've been immunized because I had the disease and I had the virus, and natural immunity is better than the vaccine.
Right. Not everybody can show that though.
Right. And I can get a doctor to sign off on that.
Right.
And I can get 10 doctors to sign off on that. But that probably won't suffice, or he wouldn't be doing this in the first place. But this is right. Where it comes in. So I am in your store and you tell me that I have to leave your store.
Right.
And I said, I really respect your rights, your property rights, but I'm not leaving. I will be here very quickly and I will get the groceries I need for my family.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll say something like, well, you'll wait outside and you can just order them online and we'll bring them out to you. And said, well, maybe there's other options. But let's just say I'm in the store and I'm not leaving.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I am placing you under arrest for trespassing.
Right.
And I'm calling the sheriff, or I'm calling the chief of police. I'm calling the police department.
Right.
And this is where the sheriff should have the police agencies within his county all on the same page. And he tells them, no one in this county, just like Sheriff Mark Lamb has done in Pinal County, Arizona,
mm-hmm.
said no one is going to be forced to take a vaccination or forced to wear a mask in this county. Now, I can't control private businesses. That is their property. They are king of their property.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to get licenses to build a home. That is still my home. I am the king of that castle. I am the lord of that castle.
Right.
No one can come in to my home without due process or without reason or unless I give permission. Same thing with the business. Private property rights reign supreme. Nothing can be passed in a local statute or ordinance that supersedes my rights to run my property. That cannot happen. Okay. Now, the sheriff tells the store owner, we will not respond to those. And we want you to stop doing that because we're not going to respond. And the reason you're doing this is because you have been fooled. You have been lied to. This was all a big lie from CDC, WHO, Fauci, the president, the governor of your state, the local mayor, whatever it is. I have evidence, and if you want to come to my office, I'll show you the evidence that this is all based on lie. So I want you, as a store owner, to know that I respect your right to be wrong. But this time, it was because of government subterfuge and lies. And I'm not gonna send my deputies out to support that.
Okay, so you're talking about an educated police chief and sheriff, not just about the Constitution, but about the fake pandemic.
Correct.
And about the people dying from the shots.
Correct.
And to do that, you've got to do more. I'm keeping you too long, and I really apologize, but we don't get to talk that much. So you've got to get to where you educate them, not just on the Constitution, but about the current situation.
Correct.
And to do that, you've got to reach a lot of departments and counties before it's too late.
Maybe, because I think the press can help me on that. I certainly can send a letter to every single one of them. That wouldn't take much work.
That's right.
Just let them see what we're doing and what the program is. But we're not going to respond to those anymore. So don't do it anymore.
Right.
And you need to realize, would you do this pre-pandemic? Obviously, the answer is no. Then we're not doing it now. It is a farce and it is a lie.
Is there a way... because I'm just trying to think of how you reach people faster. If you go to your next appointment to do a seminar and you somehow, I don't know if you've got the structure to do this, but if you've got a couple people that could help to, ideally, to have a list of all the sheriff departments. I don't know, there's 3,000 and something, right?
Right.
And so you send each one that, okay, we're having a seminar at this location, this date. This is what we're going to do. And you guys need to instantly because of the situation we're in. You need to be up to speed, just like the local county that's lucky enough to have you there in person. And you live stream it, and you have them sign up from departments all over the country. So they are attending your seminar at the same time.
Believe me, we are discussing all of that.
Okay, good, because that would speed it up radically.
Yeah. How we get them there, how we get them to the trough is still what we're dealing with. And
you've got to have some incredible introductory materials that make them so excited they just have to be to the live stream, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
And sometimes sheriffs don't even show up when I go there, and sheriffs have been invited. And like in Idaho, 6 or 7 sheriffs said they were coming to the meeting that I flew up there for, and not one of them came.
Wow.
And they're people that set this whole thing up. We're really disappointed. On the other hand, we have Texas and some other places where lots of sheriffs showed up. And so it's been good, but this really needs to go, as you're alluding to, this needs to really go bigger, better, and faster.
Yeah.
And funding is also something that we're really trying to get going on.
Okay, so before we stop, let's really look at that for a minute. CSPOA is the vehicle for both education and funding, right? And so everybody needs to join that.
Yeah, and if anybody wants, anywhere in the world, if you want to make a donation to what we're doing, please do it, CSPOA.org.
So anywhere in the world that you can get to the internet, you could join.
Yep.
And it's really important to join, because whatever country you're listening from outside of this one, you have exactly the same rights.
Absolutely. And
even if your government's a little unclear about that.
Liberty is for all nations, all people, all nationalities,
right,
and all of God's children.
Right. And you have two different parts of CSPOA membership now. One is the main group, right? And then there's another one.
Posse.
Right. So
the people can still join both, but there is an established CSPOA posse that is intentionally just for people. If a law enforcement officer wanted to join that one, he could. But we really need the people to get involved in this solution. It is the most effective and peaceful solution out there.
So what's the difference between the two memberships? How do they complement each other?
They totally complement each other. It's police working with citizens. It's a partnership. It's a cooperative movement. And it's a movement for liberty.
Right. But I mean, between CSPOA general membership and Posse membership.
Yeah, Posse. Well, first of all, the prices are different. Posse, you can do it for $11 a month or $99 a year.
Okay.
The other one is $50 or $250, $500. $1,000 or $5,000, or again, you can make any donation you want. The major membership for $5,000, you get all sorts of shirts and hats and lapel pins and books and it's
a life membership.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
Okay, so all the billionaires out there with a conscience who want to do something good and look back on your life and see that you made a good difference, you should all donate, right?
I say millionaires or
even if you're only a millionaire, you can still do a lot of good.
Only a millionaire. Boy, wouldn't I be so lucky.
Yeah. Well, because this could change the whole world. You know,
the real
foreign aid from a country.
We just
got to
make this bigger, better, and faster right now.
Exactly. And the other benefit of being in the posse, I think, if I remember right, is they get to be in on interactive meetings.
Every Tuesday morning, we have a meeting with them. And not only that, but they learn how to make this happen in their counties.
Right.
And they're our posse. They're the ones being out there pushing this nationwide.
So the events coming up right now are mostly you going to different places where you're invited and giving the seminars. Is there a way to keep up with where that's going to be?
Yeah, we're posting them on our website.
Okay, so cspoa.org.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on here, and we'll say goodbye in the break, and hopefully you'll be back soon.
Thanks.
Okay. Okay, you guys, there goes Sheriff Richard Mack, who I'm very grateful for his work. I think all of us would be. Just inspiring to see such a great person giving all of his time and energy to trying to save the country for the benefit of the whole world, you know, because like he was saying, America is where everybody's looking who has an interest in seeing freedom survive. It's like the last official holdout that's pretty far gone at this point. But there's still the memory of individual freedom, not the good of the collective, which is always an excuse for crime, but the individual rights, natural rights. And the founders of America, however imperfect they were and not living up to all the ideals that they were aware of, they still put down amazing foundational principles for putting a country together. And it was all based on the idea that the government is not just a tyrant telling you that it's your servant, but really your servant. They're not there to control your life. They're not there to take care of you. They're not there to make sure you're safe. They're there to make sure your individual freedoms to live your life the way that you want are protected and preserved. And that's it. And things have slipped by design a long way, but the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, all the good police and sheriffs that are connected with that are working to bring it back where it was before it's too late. So I really agree with him that everybody should in some way support CSPOA.org. If you have the ability to do that, you can join. And separate from that, connected to the same organization is the Posse, P-O-S-S-E, that is available on CSPOA.org. $11 a month is what it costs, and that's personal interaction once a week with Sheriff Matt giving talks and being able to ask questions. It's really a good thing. And I want to make sure we stay up with finding out where he's giving his seminars and how to get onto the live stream, because those will be inspiring too. And once we know those are available, when and where, we can be telling sheriffs and police that we know in our local area or anywhere else how they can be on the live stream too and spread it faster than the actual physical seminars can spread. Because there's, as we said in the show, there's more than 3,000 counties with sheriffs in the U.S. alone. And Sheriff Mack is going to as many as he can as fast as possible. But that live stream feature will let it spread a lot faster. So that's great. And he did bring up the challenge with the private businesses, you know, because now since Biden's talk and all the other things that are happening in other countries like Australia and France and Spain and the UK and Canada and New Zealand and all over the place that are trying to get as soon as they can to preventing you from living, if you don't get what Zelenko calls the poison death shot, there needs to be countermeasures that are worked on right now. And as many business owners as are conscious of how completely unethical it is to follow any of this junk, since, you know, calculations are that in America alone, we've got probably somewhere around 1.3 million people killed by the vaccine so far. I guess Biden kind of forgot to mention that in his talk. But Chris Guy has been working in Canada to get businesses together to say that, no, we're not going to comply with the regulations. We're not going to check if people are vaccinated. That's none of our business. That's private information. We're just going to let them shop for food. That's what we're here to do, and keep our business alive at the same thing. That needs at the same time. And that needs to spread to every country in the world immediately. So follow Chris Guy. I don't have his web address right here, but just look him up. It's something like Real Chris Guy. And people like that are doing incredible work that needs to spread everywhere as fast as possible. So please share the link. Get us past the censorship and the shadow banning, and help us to get it into everybody's hands who'd want to see Sheriff Mack talk, and then act on what he said and work with your own local sheriff and police to be true to the oath that they all swore to protect the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic, especially domestic, obviously, but foreign too. That's their job, and they work for you. So we have a lot of work to do. And go to lostartsradio.com if you want to see where we're easy to see on various platforms, Blog Talk Radio, Brighteon, BitChute, Ahava, many others. And stay in touch there. There's a mailing list to sign up for as well. And if you want to help us stay on the air, there's a donate button on lostartsradio.com and also on subscribestar.com/lostartsradio. And stay in touch with us on the Saturday show as well. This is a Sunday guest show, as you know. But on Saturday, we have a current events show, which is really relevant, and it's different, interesting angles every week. And I'd invite you to watch that. It's all free. Saturday afternoon, U.S. time, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern. And then Planetary Healing Club at 6 o'clock Pacific and 9 o'clock Eastern. What else? I think that's about it, mostly. And take care of yourself, especially with all this fake information being put out on what you do to stay healthy. The idea of injecting poison into your body to prevent disease should be obviously absurd. I mean, if you want to do the research on it, check it out. I've done it back to Jenner in 1796 in the UK. I, so far, after years and decades of investigating things like this, can't really find any evidence that injecting poison into your body prevents a disease. It didn't do it with polio. It didn't do it with smallpox. I don't think it did it with anything. It doesn't do it with measles. The measles epidemic, so-called epidemic, which was only a few people in Disneyland a few years ago. A lot of the people that got measles there, they already got vaccinated. That should be the end of the whole discussion, you know, but it goes further because the bad effects of people who get injected with these poisons that are called, beneficial vaccines, they either die or get sick or have their immune system destroyed. We've had people on the show, the control group notably, which is an important show, showing that there's a correlation between people never having been vaccinated and better resistance against every major disease that we know of. And that was an amazing show. And you might want to look at that. It's all free on lostartsradio.com. Learn how to take care of yourself for real. The violently suppressed health information that they don't want you to see, you need to find it right away and use it. And we'll talk about that as much as we can on Lost Arts Radio and also on Planetary Healing Club, where nothing is censored, at least at this point. So take good care of yourself. Thanks for watching the show. Spread the links. Tell people about CSPOA. And take good care of yourself. You're really, personally, a lot of the hope for the future is you. So you want to be generous, take care of yourself, and you want to be selfish at the same time in a good way, then you give everything you've got to help other people the best you can, but take care of yourself first. Okay, I think that's about it, and stay in touch, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for being here.